We are on Simen Nun Gimel Siv Chof Hei. Before we start Siv Chof Hei, I would like to rectify something I had said yesterday. In Siv Chof Hei, was speaking, I was under the impression that the Tshuvas HaRashba says that there is a maila in hiring a Baal Tekeya, and then I had a big problem to hire Baal Tekeya, which is only for Yomim Neroim, so it's Schar Shabbos. So I had a big problem with this, but after this year, I looked over again the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba does not say anything of the sort. He doesn't say there's a mitzvah to pay for a Baal Tekeya. All he says that they made a takone that no one can be a Baal Tekeya without the reshus of the kol, in order to ensure that there will be the Baal Tzile and the Baal Tekeya will be proper people to be a Baal Tzile and a Baal Tekeya. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Vein lo'odam l'ispalo b'loy r'tzoy nakol. And that the Mishnah Berurah says a person should not be a Baal Tekeya also. But I had made a choice yesterday. The Rashba does not say that one can hire a Baal Tekeya because then we go into a shayla of Schar Shabbos. Now let's start Siv Chof Hei. A Mesalkin Chazen Meyuma Nosoi. One cannot, you have a Chazen, and we want to be Mesalkin, we want to fire him. Ella in came nimtza boi psul, unless there's a halachic reason that he is not qualified to be a chazan, he's possible to be a chazan, then you could be misalakim. But if there is another reason why you're being misalakim, you cannot be misalakim. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll talk about the chazim emor nosoi. Vuhu adin l'chol hismanos. Every appointment, b'mokim shleinogu l'manos l'zman yedua. If the appointment is not usually for a certain amount of time, that means we usually hire, there's no specific amount of time. Usually when you hire a chazan, you hire him for good. So then, now a reason came about. So we heard before, he spoke about his voice. So it matters. If his voice is like it crackles and it's hard in the ears, so Mamela, then one is permitted, so then everyone knows of the reason. But if, let's say, another reason, we have a reason is that he can't daven as nice as they found another chazan that can daven nice. He can't daven as nice, which is perhaps a legitimate reason. But Al Kaponim, it's not something that he can't daven at all. I mean, if he can't daven at all, everyone sees that he can't daven. You know, it means, his voice, before the beautiful voice, now it's not as beautiful, and they can get a chazan that can daven better. So that perhaps is a reason, but since he was appointed as a chazan, we cannot fire him because of this reason. And the reason is because, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, V'atam sh'layach sh'dum sh'nimtza b'mpsul. That means the reason is not so poshut, and now he comes out with you're firing him. So people will come to the conclusion, and Mr. Tommy, he's puzzled from a mailer, so therefore the law is you can't fire him. By psu, the people will say that, then you could fire him. If Adam come and say, that he did this and this, that now he's possible to be a chazan, then you're allowed to fire him. Was a mekabla noise is manis b'mokim, shloi nogu manis b'zman yedua, and no, oba paibu b'aydim, was a mekabla noise at shiyoshu b'tshuva shloimu b'liyom anilva. And then if he did something, he did an abeira, with aydim, we know that he did say this, so then we will not be mekabla again, till we'll do tshuva. Avol b'shvua ba'alma shloi yech b'drochim eilu loy ma'ari. But if he just says, listen, he swears, and he won't do it again, that doesn't help. Tavochi mushba v'aymed mar Sinai. Who? That means on every aveira, a person swore by Har Sinai that he won't do the aveira. But Afapikain, he did the aveira. So this aveira, we will not say he won't do it anymore because he swore now. He swore before also he won't do it, and we see he did the aveira, so he might do it again. Two, we have a pizzle that he did shuvah. The ain misalkin, so the ain. So now let's see the rabbah. So the Val de Machadel says that if a person is a chasen, he was mamuna to be a chasen, and now you want to fire him, you have a better chasen. And perhaps that would be a sufficient reason to fire him, but you're not allowed to because people will say that the reason he was fired because he was puzzled, because of that we have to keep him. Hago zukta ramove misalken oise mishum rinon ba'alme. And now, let's say there's people are talking that he did an aveira. The people are talking about it. The people are talking, they saw that he was together with a goite. Or people are saying he's a mosor, he gave over to the goyim. He snitched on a yid to the goyim, which is a very big aveira. So memela, so the people are saying this. If it would be true, it is a reason to fire him. But since this is only through, without a biror, without proof, just people are talking that it was like this, that is not a sufficient reason to fire him. The aim is Sal going to see the Mishnah Berurah. If he got the job already, and now people are talking that they saw he did this and this, so you can't be misalekin. But if we want to appoint him now, and then others say that how could you appoint him? People are talking he did this and this. The reason not to appoint him, that could be a reason. Even that what people are speaking about is speaking about something he had done in his young years. That's also, he's not called a Noki, so that's the reason not to appoint him. Now people are speaking that he was together with a goyter. He says, but we don't ignore it. No, but we will appoint an abesman to investigate this Indian. That means from the information we know now is not sufficient to fire him, because it's only what people are talking without any proof. But this talking is enough of an incentive to us that we will be Moshe Bezin, and Bezin is obligated to investigate this. Is this true? Is this not true? So Mamela, that's what we're mechuyev to do. Now, Shliach Tzibo Shebito Zinso Tachas Maila. Shrek Lechemaise, you have a Shliach Tzibo, that his daughter, who was married to someone else, was Mizane. She was Mizane. Ein l'manoisoi l'chatchila. So to appoint him as a Shliach Tzibur, one should not appoint him. This is a reason not to appoint him. And let's just elaborate for 1 minute. What did he sin? Remember, he has a daughter that was Mezanet. What did he sin? So, first of all, we see there's a posik. The posik says Abbas Koyin, that was Mezanet. So she's b'sreifa because esavia him mechalalas. That's a chilul to the father. She's mechalul the kedusha of her father. So we see that such an action puts a blemish on the father. That's what it says in the posik. Now again, let's try to understand this. What's the father's? How is the father involved over here? So the Magen Avraham says, if she would have had a proper chinuch from her father when she was young, this never would have happened. So there's a blemish on the father that some rule the Pasa Gido, some Mela, that's John the Posek and Sabihi Mechalelas. So there is a blemish on the father. There's a very interesting Prima Godem that says something a little different, very interesting. The Prima Godem says, the Chazal tell us that Ish Mazriya Trile is Ismailer than a Keve. If Bishas the conception, if the father was Mazriya first, so the child will be of the Keve. That's what says the Gemara. So it says, so it comes out, a daughter comes about. He's the maschil and the yitzir of the daughter. So the daughter has the tchunis of the father. So Mamela, if this happened by the daughter, so there's already some soul searching by the father. So that kufa is a chilul of the father. There is such a concept as sabiyah himachavalas. So al kaponim, so this is a reason not to appoint it. But if he was appointed already, if this happened, so then you don't fire him because of this. But this is a reason not to appoint him. A second case, that he was a Moser, he told over, he was Moser, a Yid to Goyim, and then because of that, he had a hefted moment no more. So that's a shrek lechazach. So then, for a koil, we will not fire him unless we mavar this. Shliach tziba hamaayim al chaveve lemoschei la'akum. What if the shliach tziba did not do anything, but he's threatening someone? He says, you know, if you don't comply with me with this and this, I'll be meisa you to go yet. But lo imosa. This is not a Yiddish practice for him to go and threaten people who's going to give him over to the Goyim. No one should do such a thing. It doesn't become possible. It means he didn't do anything as yet. He's threatening. So for the threatening, he doesn't become possible. But we go over to him and we tell him, stop threatening. But this we could tell him, if you'll continue threatening, we're going to fire you. And if you take continue, we'll take a fire. Yeah. But if Adam said, that means if there was a kill, that he was together with a goita, or he was a muscle, so we don't fire him. But if Adam came, and Mavaz read him, this was true, then we will fire him. All of Adam, let's see the Mishnah Brura, Adam didn't come. But there's a kolel, the loy posik, that means people are keseda speaking. And we know this girl was not to originate from an enemy of his. So a yochid can can protest and say that you should take him, you should take him, take him a shot. Now, Mavirin or Yisrael, if Adam come, you fire him. Vimosa tshuve mahani, shaloi nesal kayaf imova b'meisim. He did tshuve. So he did something wrong, but now he did tshuve. So we won't fire him. Avo limenoisoi, but if he did the disavere, I feel like he did tshuve, then Pirkeino, that means to appoint a person who did an Aveira b'meisid, we will not appoint a person for this, but that's called Taim Pirkeino. Vim also be Yaldusoy Aveira, Padayin Loishov. But when he was young, he did an Aveira Padayin Loishov. That means as follows. Let us say, for example, he was a bar mitzvah bocher. He went into a store and he stole $5 worth of candies. Finished it, he told him, he stole it. But then someone told him not to do it. From now, he's a tzaddik gomer, he won't do it. But he never paid the storekeeper the $5. So you have to know he's a gazlan. He's postulatus. He didn't become, he's a Gazlan's postulator still. He rectifies what he did. A Gazlan becomes his Gazlan if he pays. But he never paid. But now, he won't steal anymore. But so that's called, he didn't do tshuva on that. So by Mela, so then he's postulator and he can't be a Gazlan. He must be Yalduse Aveira Vadayin Leishov. Af Iminuru. They appointed him already. Mavir Noisoi. The Apostle Ba'aveira Le'edis is Apostle Le'edis because money didn't do tshuva. And by Gzeile, the whole Indian of tshuva is dependent if he paid up what he stole. Now, let's go further into the law. A very interesting case. Ushliach Tzibu Shushoichet Ubaidek. We have a Shliach Tzibu. A Czech's famous, he's Baitik the famous. And this is a very messy job, to put it mildly. He's always in the slaughterhouse. And his clothing is full of blood. And Lois Paulo, no, he's doing mitzvahs. Unless man the Pollock, he's doing mitzvahs. But mitzvahs ain't mitzvahs here, but the begotten are very... they are very smelly, and those ways Paulo Bibgodim Atsoyim or Masrichim, he should not have him with them. He should not have him. That means this is something that offends people, so he should not have him. Bimena Eloitza Lahachlev Bigodol Vishasatrilus Paul, so we go over with him the first time. He's a sheikhet with a long beard and a toss. He knows my Mashiach there and he sheikhs, but he wants to sheikh and then to daven. Doesn't want to change the begodim. Badir and Oisai. So if he doesn't want to change the begodim, we don't want shooting. He cannot be a shliach tzibo. So let us see. The Mishnah Berurah. So I just want to say maybe b'derech halotze that... A shliach tzibo, the tzibo is called a avoide. The school is called keneged tmidim tiknum, it's keneged the kobonis. No, the kahanim and the beis hamikdash, they also, he walked into the beis hamikdash, also was a slaughterhouse. I mean, they shechted those. But from what I saw, the Rambam and Hilchos Big Dekunis, the begodim had to be clean. How they did this, I don't know. But the begodim had to be clean in order to, if the begodim were metushis, it's possible to do the avodah. So I'll kapon him. So one thing is not a steal, it could be shaykhid, but you have to wear clean begodim. And if you want a bedakka, wear a begodim which will offend people, so my vision I said. Now, atzoyim. Now, let us first learn, this is a different case. Let us first learn what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Then I'd like to, and then I had a kasha, and I found in the new deal shoes, they bring down this kasha. So I had enough. But let's first see what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Shliach tzibur, shemitoich chol yoy la'onsoy, yevshe lenakos liyosei toyer mikrei loyla. That means, at night when he sleeps, he's mitzi zera levatola. But this is not a fault of his, not he was mahara machshavis asureis. He has this is a chayli that he has, that at night he's roye keri. Shpeitoich choye li onzai. Yevshel lenakos liyistoyer mikrei laila. So let us just understand, let's just look at this person before we go further. This person is Tamei. He's a Balkari. He's Tamei. That's number one. This person did not do any Aveira, because whatever happens with him, it's La'onsa. He has a Choyli, and he can't. It's not his fault. And so he's a Roya Kari Balayla La'onsa. So he's Tamei. But what happens next? So now, V'ein metayer atzmoi klau. He doesn't go to a mikveh. He thought this is an Indian of Tisha Kabim, to pour Tisha Kabim on himself, to go underneath a shower of his hold. That for a minute or 2 minutes, that would be enough. He's not metayer himself. He's not a chsidish at that. The Takona says with his bottle, he doesn't want to, he doesn't go to the mikveh. Finish. Now, he's not an Avarian. Baruch Karis allowed to dam. For Shliach Tzibur. And he's a Shliach Tzibur. So it says here, Meir B'Kezach. Efshel, the Yomim Nerim. So, oh yeah, he's a Shliach Tzibur. He's a Meir B'Kezach Shliach Tzibur. But that's his massive. So, oh yeah, he doesn't want to go to the mikveh. We can be cyber this. I mean, there's no, the Takana says there's a bottle. There's people, there's an Indian to go to the mikveh to be toyer b'shastvil. He doesn't want to, he won't open up a mouth. Aber efshar b'yomim neroim, he's a shatz, yomim neroim, v'shoshani yom kippur, yesh liga b'shayitol. They already with a listen, yomim neroim. And you tell me, so you should go to the mikveh. That perhaps we can hook upon him and demand it from him. Right. I'll call upon him. So if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it's echnish gefelach. Because I'll leave him, I'll call upon him, we'll demand it from him. Let's hope it works. And if it doesn't work, we won't be misalikim. But I'll call upon him. He should take off the begodim that are stained with the shichva zera. That we should don't. Yom and Aroyim we're talking about. You should take off these begodim and wear different begodim. Beim loy yishma ledivrei chachamim lirchitz yofe yofe. But if he won't wash himself properly, but to make sure the shichva zera is not on his goof. Then we could fire him back. That means we're asking from him that the shichva zera should not be on his goof, and we they should take off. He should wear different underpants. So, but this is. This Al Kaponim is a request that he should fulfill, and if not, we have to look for different Bal Tfilin. So this is what it says over here. So I hear a kasha, and in Simen I involve Sivkot and Tesvav later found in the Yeshua Chodesh yes, this kasha. Oh, you say D7. And Simenai involves Sivkot and Tesvav. there's 2 days. If Shichva Zere is a din of Tzoya, or doesn't have a din of Tzoya. There's 2 days. Mechaber Paskins, Siminai Evolv, so there it says, as follows, the halacha is, if a person, let's say, has tzoya al besavai, that means he has on his goof, he has tzoya. It's covered. Like this, by tzoya, we have a din. If I have tzoya on the ground, and I cover it, and there's no reyach, it's mutter. Pechisisa seyo secha. Why do he has tzoya al gufoi? It's on his goof, he has tzoya, he didn't wipe himself properly, he has tzoya al gufoi. Let's cover it. So what? It does, let's say it doesn't smell. He never cleaned himself for a few days. If it doesn't smell, if it smells, it's a problem. But it doesn't smell. So it's a machloikis. Yesh matirim v'yesh oisrim. Others say, it says in the Pasuk, kol atzmoisei taimana Hashem micha v'icha. My whole goof is saying it's being mispalo for the Rabbi Nishloilo, and so your goof can't be mispalo if it's soya on it. Another thing, it's mutter. That's one thing. That's a din by tzoya. And then there's a ramah, v'shichva zera al b'sorei dinay kitzoya. If you have shichva zera al b'sorei that's on his goof, it's the same din of tzoya. Some emele, rotzo loima, al ken yesh lahachme bopshi al psore yafshim bechuse, kamay b'tzoye. I mean, there's one day the whole tzoye is also, so shichva zera is also also. If it's on the begodim and covered, it's mutter. V'yesh aimrim, it's not like tzoye. The Ramos says it's like tzoye. And in Sefer Chassidim it says, da'afilu al begodav and bechuse yesh lachach tzoye oy lefoshtoy. Since in Shichva Zera is a tumah, he should not daven when he has on his, even on his baget or on the goof, that he should go and make sure the lochtzei el apostle she daven by a tumah. Fine. So in the seminar involved, it says that this, we're not talking about tefillah, we're talking about a poshet to yid. If he has shichva zera al besore, he should be machmes ad in tzoye. Al begodov, a sefer chassidim says he shouldn't daven, he should take off the begodov. This is a poshet to yid. And here, we're talking about a shatz. We should say, yomim neiroim, a shatz. If you don't wash yourself, yomim neiroim, and you won't take off the begodov, we'll fire you. But it seems, it's very interesting. I mean, that's the whole chumrah is only by a shat yomim neroim, and we don't blink an eyelash. There's a whole, and then simin I involve. There it says no, he's not allowed to daven with the shichva zera al besorei. It's irrelevant how the shichva zera came on the besorei. But now the ma'aseh, if it's al besorei, he says the din of tzoya, and he's not allowed to daven. That's what says in Siman Ayinvov. We're not talking about a shatz, we're not talking about anybody. Well, we're talking about a normal person. Now he's not allowed to daven. We're not talking about the gota mikveh. We're talking, he should wipe it off. It's like tzoya. So, but in here we're talking about, he's about tzoya and those. It's yomim neroim, he should do it. But in 2 yomim neroim, it may not be elach yidis mechuyiv to do it. A person's not allowed to daven. So the Dirshu asks the question. He doesn't say it. Yeah, okay. Now the Ramah said further, V'imein eroitza l'achachlev b'godo b'shaz atfilu l'ispalu. Now we're talking about the sheikhet who had clothing that had a bad odor, and they were filthy from the slaughterhouse. So you can't be a shliach tzibur. V'toyv, the lahachlif, and Adam Mishabul says, V'toyv sheachla begodav amaluchlochim kol hayoin kshahilich ben abriyas. Now, besides davening, he says, to walk in the street with these, but in the slaughterhouse is one thing. But to walk in the street with such begodim, he should change, when he walks out in the street, he should not wear these begodim. Shlei hei mechlal hamasliyim. That means people look at him and they look down at him. It gives a bad impression to people. The Talmud Chacham is not allowed to go out in the street with dirty clothing. But he's the shliach of the tzibur, so he's not permitted to go out to wear these begodim. Let's go further. Ushliach tzibur, the second line in the Gemara, shliach tzibur amenabel piv. A shliach tzibur that says a nubul peh. He sings Goyeshe Nigunim. He sings it. Goyeshe Nigunim means that these are Nigunim, what they sing in church. And he sings it very melodic, it's very inspiring. Kakasha from Isa, the way he sings it. Memachim biyodai shalaylasas came. This mouth that you want to be a shliach tzibur for the rabbinim, you sing divul peh, you sing church melodies. So we tell them he shouldn't do it. V'meinoi shemeya, and if he doesn't listen, mavirinoi shemeya, then we'll fire him. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. B'shirei hanochim, v'tzoloima b'nigun shanochim minagdem bo'ilavodes kilulim shalah. That this nigun they sing in the churches. So Mamela, so he's not allowed to sing this. U'bach b'tshuvisim kuf zayin kosa davke b'nigun shemiyuchad lozeh. That means, Bach is meiko. That means the song is only sung in the church. You sing it somewhere in the church. They sing this song. He likes the song very much. Then you're not allowed. But if it's sung in the church and it's sung other places also, so then he holds you don't have to be mad at him. Now, let's go further. What? Mother, yeah. Not this. Oh, that's something. Okay. Yeah, the others say that they say a posik. Okay, so we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. Just 1 second. They say a vote on this. Just so now. Yeah. That's something else. Yeah. Okay. That's a different thing. I forgot that this year. I'll keep on them. Not Poland. The Lubavitch singer. This is Napoleon's March, I think. Yeah. Could be. Yeah. Okay, but he was talking about something else. He was talking about they sang it in the church. That's what? No, we're not talking. Okay, well, we're not learning about this now. Okay, but we're talking about something else. That's not on the agenda. Al Capone. Now, Ahoylech ba'akoy shalom v'gilulim. A person who goes to court. Now, this is a very interesting halacha. Pasul liyosh liyosibah b'reish Hashanah v'yeh makibol. Very interesting. He goes to Goyesha court, which is a big avla. He's pasul to be yashas reish Hashanah yem kippah. So let's be elech. That means Pesach, Shavuos. No problem. Sukkis. He's about to reish Hashanah yem kippah. Now, we'll see it soon. Elim kein osa tshuva. Yeah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah weiter, we'll come back to this. The nearly the Meirish lo yimisha adeze momin chavere biyoda. He says there's a different problem. If the court basket that he was right, and Yemi had to give him money, and he still has the money, she says, then he's zichah postal all the time. So it's like when he gave back the money. So Nisha, there's a moment, Chavir Biyodi. Kain Shoyibi said, Dinan Kedinainu, or their din is mamish like our din. So now when he has the money, if we go to our business, it would also be, he'd be able to owe the money. Falachi Pasol, Lokapanim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, to oven Godo, Mitzadat, Makedisa, Bechayshi Mishpat, Simechavo, the Lavochi, Aloya Pasol, Machmas, Abedo, Vishayim, Ashanili, Shlich, that means if he has money, which I'll pay the entire, doesn't belong to him, then he's Pasol the whole year to be a Shlich, Lobisiv, Cotton, Yodavo. Ulai bizmaneinu bavinisenu harabin in shtakeche yisra mikam adoshin. People b'chlal don't know about it. There's a nisa to go to a goyish court. Tafshidu shagit bedova ein leposach nisa kenza b'chayish mishpat. Vakaponi li in shlich tziba b'rayshon v'yev kipru b'vada yesh lahach. Now, let us just speak for 1 minute. What is pshat in this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So the Nitzi Gavriel, Nilchus Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, says as follows. He brings from the Bnei Yisoschal that Rabbi Nishlom is Dan the Olam, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Now, how the din will be is dependent who the shatz is. If the shatz goes to Goyish courts, so then the din will not be according to the way the Rabbi Nishon would be done, no, the way Goyim would be done. And that's a shrek, that we're being Goyimit, the din, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Rabbi Nishon saying, I love a paskin like the Goyim paskin. So that's a, so therefore, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, forget about it. He can't be a shot. No, it's very interesting. He says it's a shrek l'chaveh, it's a shrek l'chaveh to go to Goyish court. And you know, and God will meet that money. So it could be the reason is because people are not aware of it. He's called a shanky. So it's very unclear. But upon him, if he has money, shalai kedin. So he's a apostle the whole year. It's pshat as he doesn't have money, shalai kedin. So then upon him, it seems upon him, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur cannot be a shot.
Do you shut this up?